With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Democrats have killed a Republican bill that would have provided paychecks to essential workers, even though the government shutdown is still ongoing. Democrats defended their rejection of the pay bill, calling it, in their words, selective and incomplete. Meanwhile, a lot of concerns still raging on Capitol Hill as they simply cannot seem to get past all the hurdles. And the Senate today rejecting dual partisan bills to pay those federal workers. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt raising new concerns about how the ongoing shutdown will affect air travel.
Let us be very clear from the White House today. If the Democrats continue to keep the government closed, we fear there will be significant flight delays, disruptions, and cancellations in major airports across the country this holiday season. If Democrats continue to shut down the government, they will also be shutting down American air travel.
And the White House is expressing its concern that the shutdown seems to have no end in sight unless the Democrats will come on board and start doing a little bit more to do what they can to compromise with Republicans without demanding $1.5 trillion in new spending. The Trump administration increasing economic pressure on Russia to end its war in Ukraine.
New sanctions were announced Wednesday against Russia's oil industry as the U.S. looks for levers to end the Russian invasion of Ukraine. It's something Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has been asking for. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the measures are an attempt to choke off the Kremlin's war machine.
A substantial pickup in Russia's sanctions.
President Trump spoke with reporters at a meeting with NATO's Secretary General Mark Rutte.
These are very big. Those are against their two big oil companies, and we hope that they won't be on for long. We hope that the war will be settled.
Jennifer King, Washington.
And this is SRN News. Nobody seems to want to play a girls' volleyball team in California. Michael Harrington explains why.
10 games have been forfeited to Harupa Valley High School so far this season because the squad includes a boy. Meanwhile, two members of the Harupa Valley team are also boycotting and have filed a lawsuit against the school for its practice of letting males compete in female sports. Many states are banning boys from girls' teams, and the Supreme Court is set to hear arguments this term in a challenge to bans in West Virginia and Idaho. Michael Harrington reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, there's a lot going on in the world of transgender controversies around the country, of course. Pope Leo has met with an organization of clergy abuse survivors and advocates for the first time. Participants in that meeting this week say he did agree to maintain a permanent dialogue with them over their ongoing concerns. The Ending Clergy Abuse Group is pushing for a zero-tolerance policy. This is SRN News. Some cancer patients might benefit from several COVID vaccines.
The most widely used COVID-19 vaccines may offer a surprise benefit for some cancer patients, revving up their immune systems to help fight tumors. People with advanced lung or skin cancer who were taking certain immunotherapy drugs lived substantially longer if they also got a Pfizer or Moderna shot within 100 days of starting treatment. The molecule that powers those specific vaccines, mRNA, appears to help the immune system respond better to cutting-edge cancer treatments. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And big changes for the New York Football Giants. NFL owners voting to approve the sale of 10% of the team to Julia Koch and her family. The Koch family acquired a minority non-controlling interest that will further support the growth of the team. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.